The return of pakake. Pakake New Zealand sea lions are like the rock stars of the sea lion world. They're super rare and can only be found in cool places like Aotearoa New Zealand and the sub-Antarctic islands. Back in the day, these awesome sea lions used to be all over the place in Aotearoa, even up in the north of the North Island. But get this, they almost disappeared in the mid-1800s because people were hunting them like crazy. Let's talk history. Scientists have found pakake, New Zealand sea lion remains from Fiordland to East Otago, Cook Strait, South Taranaki, and on the east coast of the North Island. But after 1500, it's like they vanished from the northern North Island. No proof they were hanging out there anymore. The pakake breeding range probably extended into the North Island, but we don't have any evidence of baby sea lion remains further north than Nelson. Archaeological digs and old records tell us that both Māori and European folks were into hunting these sea lions. Time for the European sealing drama. Picture this. Whalers and sealers show up at the Auckland Islands in 1806, and it's like a sea lion hunting bonanza. For 24 years, these cool sea lions were hunted for their stylish pelts. Fur and seal oil were the hot commodities in Europe and America. Fur seals were even more popular, but both sea lions and fur seals were hunted a lot in New Zealand and Australia. By the 1830s, everyone started losing interest because the sea lion population was dropping fast. Some folks kept shipping a few sea lion skins until 1884, though. Guess who's back? Fast forward to 1993, and it's a big deal. Pakake, make a comeback! Farmer George McIntosh hears something that sounds like a kid goat on his farm near Tairi Mouth, incorrectly known as Tairi Mouth, in Otipoti, Dunedin. Turns out it's a sea lion mother nursing a pup. George calls up the Department of Conservation and they confirm it's a female pakake, New Zealand sea lion. This little pup was probably the first one born on the mainland in over 150 years. Cool, right? The sea lion mother, aka mum, was born in the Auckland Islands but travelled 600 kilometres to the mainland to have her pup. She went on to have 11 pups in the Otipoti, Dunedin area, bringing sea lion breeding back to the mainland. Mum was a legend, last seen in 2010 at the ripe age of 24. She's not around anymore, but you might spot one of her kids, grandkids, or even great-grandkids along the Otago coastline. Mum's legacy lives on. Even though Mum's not here, her legacy is strong. The mainland sea lion population is small but growing, with around 10 to 20 pups born each year. So the sea lion comeback is real, and it's pretty awesome.